Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 230. Top of the day to you, Tom.
Oh, it's a dentist's favourite time.
230, very good. Ouch.
There you go.
Ouch. Ouch.
That joke is printed on your dad license.
Oh, yeah, and so it should be. I think that dentists would really like that too. Imagine having a dentist dad, how many really specific genre-like dad jokes there would be.
Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. This week's edition is brought to you by the joy and warmth a delicious bowl of soup brings you on cold days. It's like a snuggly soft blanket, but liquid. So don't go ahead and try to use the soup to keep your lap cozy. It must stay in the bowl or your mouth at all times. The other side of the tracks have been the focus of a massive working bee this past weekend, with most of the town pitching in and giving the area a much-needed spruce-up. The weeds aren't the only issue that that part of Watchersville has. There's been some shady characters around those there parts, so all shadows have been removed. This should make things safer for all that travel through or live in the area, unless you're a shadow, of course. Now that there's no wrong side of the tracks, the new correct terms are right side of the tracks to indicate the traditional part of town where people don't get mugged. The old wrong side of the tracks, where dangerous things could happen, are now called slightly safer side of the tracks. James Yardley is busy preparing himself for his marathon treadmill marathon later this month. Because he won't be leaving his home to complete the 42 kilometres, he's chosen to compile a list of movies and TV shows to watch as he runs. What he's got so far is The Brady Bunch and Weekend at Bernie's. So if you can think of anything else worth watching, let James know so that he can pop it on his playlist and get it all sorted out. Hot dogs will be unbanned in the county next Tuesday between the hours of 1 and 3 p.m. This is to allow our competitive eaters time to train ahead of the international eating competition. It also means that the rest of us can indulge and partake in the delicious Frankfurt bread and tomato sauce meal. So plan your day, your lunch break, and make sure that you have all the ingredients ready to go so that you don't miss out on that two-hour eating window. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville.
Tom, you have got a hell of a lot of stuff you need to talk about today. I've got a little less, but that's going to work out well because I am, under the weather and you're not.
Yes, that's right. I have stayed strong through this week as people around me have fallen like flies.
There's been fly falling.
With sickness.
Yeah, exactly.
So I prepped thinking that I might have to do one of those solo shows that I did years ago when you were going to go to Japan.
Yes. We organized it and then it didn't happen in the end because COVID started.
I prepped enough stories that I could hold down the fort solo if needed.
It's a bit rough though. Like I did it once when you were away and I'd organized a guest, Nabil, not that I'm just going to name anyone. And then that guest forgot and got busy. And I was like, okay, I'm doing this solo. And I was like, stories?
Yes, there's a lot less bounce.
So much less bounce. It becomes either just you talking to yourself, which is fine, or it becomes really like, and these are the news stories for the day.
Yes.
A bit too formal.
So I think we should crack into it. I have a lot of news stories that are just a sentence or something like that.
Yeah,
and we
great.
Can just, you know, you talk as much as you feel you want to.
Perfect.
And there we go. All right. So number one, there was very exciting news in our household. The Descendants, you remember three films on the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Lots of songs dancing. And it's the children of Disney villains reforming. There is a spin-off coming called The Pocket Watch. It's following the daughters of Cinderella and Queen of Hearts in a magical, crazy wonderland. Ha! Huh.
Shay's going to love this, right?
She is going to love it. There's going to be songs. We're going to be listening to that a lot. I have no intention of seeing the musical Six, but my God, I have heard the songs from that an awful lot lately. I don't know if you know about that one. It's about Henry the 8 and his 6 wives that he
Right, beheaded. 6, okay. Yeah. Oh, it's that's feel good storyline at least.
Oh, isn't it? Just uplifting. Perfect musical material. So, yes, that will be coming to Disney Plus.
Yep.
I believe if not only the Disney Channel. I don't know what the Disney rule is with that now, because that was a Disney Channel property.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure they'll get it on Disney Plus as soon as possible.
Yeah, that I think that's where everything's going. I've got a story a little bit later on that's sort of indicating that as well.
Sure. Look, one that you're not going to be able to find on a streaming service, because it's not something to watch, it's something to do. I thought this was very cool. Over in Oslo, Norway, and Stockholm, there's a thing called the Paradox Museum. They've got it in a few locations there. They are opening their first location in New Jersey at a place called American Dream, which is, I believe is a huge mega mall, theme park, blah, blah, blah type thing.
Cool.
Now, if you've ever seen or been to Infinity on the Gold Coast, it's one of those places that messes with your senses, and you walk through and you've got to go through a dark tunnel that's got things. And
Paradox.
So this is a Paradox Museum. It's similar to that, but much, much grander in scale. Lots of Instagram-worthy moments or things to create your TikTok videos. But also a lot of stuff to just mess with your noodle.
Kind of like those old school amusement park places where you would go in and there'd be all the weird and wacky mirrors facing everywhere, that kind of thing. But like 2022.
Yeah, it says they have 70 paradoxical exhibits, things that your head can't get your head around. That's me paraphrasing.
I like that though. They should use that.
Yeah, but oh man, that sounds like a lot of fun, because I do enjoy a bit of the city on the Gold Coast, but I think that opened in about 2001 or something like that. And this place looks like it's using holograms and all sorts of, as you say, 21st century tech.
Yeah. Okay. So that's sometime in the future? I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, sometime in the next year, not too far away.
That's not that far at all. I thought it was kind of like, just be aware that this is going to be a thing in the next 10 years or something. Not 10,
no,
probably like
on it
4. Yeah.
Quick smart.
That's very cool. What else have you got?
All right. So a lot of stuff was cancelled. Like a hell of a lot of stuff was cancelled.
Is it just that time of the year or?
Look, it is there. The networks are working out their pilots and all this sort of stuff, and upfronts are coming. But it's also, the end of May is coming up when the ratings year ends, and this is when they make a decision about renewals.
Ah, okay.
So some of the stuff that got cancelled hasn't finished airing yet and may still have good ratings, but it's wrapping up. Anyway, the ones that I made notes at, I said basically almost everything at the CW. So pretty much it's easier to say that Superman Lois is still going, the Supernatural prequel, and the Walker Texas Ranger spinoff. Those are the ones that are renewed or still coming. And they're developing Gotham Knights, which I imagine will be Nightwing, Robin grown up, and Batgirl. But they cancelled pretty much everything else. Mr. Mayor, which is the Ted Danson show, produced by Tina Fey at NBC, that's been cancelled, as was Kenan, Kenan Thompson's sitcom there. CBS cancelled a fair bit of stuff, but the big surprise was Magnum PI. They were on their fifth season.
Yeah, right.
I stopped watching somewhere around the third just because there was too much stuff, not because of quality or anything like that. But they seemed quite surprised, everyone involved with that. And I was kind of bummed because they also cancelled MODOK after only one season at Hulu. But I'm not surprised there, because the rights were tied up with all sorts of different things and it seemed like a lot. And that was the stop motion one made by the, what's it called, Stupid Monkey, Seth Green's stop motion studio.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's a shame. I think it's really a sign that CW is preparing for a total about, not about face, but...
No, they're selling. They're selling the network and they're largely getting out of the original content game. It looks like they're going to choose maybe 2 nights a week that they'll show their own produced stuff, and the rest of it, they might, depending on who they sell to, I heard one thing that they're looking to like smaller news affiliate networks and stuff. So the rest of the week could be very localized content.
Okay.
Weird.
It's weird, like, because ever since I remember CW existing, it was like the Dawson's Creek, One Tree Hill stuff, and then it morphed into this sort of more superhero-y stuff, and now it's morphing again.
The superhero-y stuff was always very teenage.
Yeah.
They always had their, you know, the Riverdale or this sort of stuff. So, change.
Yep.
What a thing.
It's going to happen.
Follow The Watchers on Twitter at The Watchers Pod 1.
Look, you were talking about how a lot of stuff is probably just anything Disney is probably just going to go into Disney Plus straight away from now on. Well, I was reading an interview that Lucasfilm boss Kathleen Kennedy had given, and she was sort of saying the reason that there haven't been any, or the reason there hasn't been any Star Wars movie news in ages is because there's been a shift in their storytelling approach. So they're pivoting towards the series, and they've had a lot of success in the series, some more than others, but it'll be interesting, I think, to see how the Obi-Wan series will go in order for us to realize if they're actually on a proper winner there, or if it's just Mandalorian that's really good. But she also hinted that trilogies may no longer be, like, movie trilogies may no longer be the way that they're going to tell any Star Wars stories. She said,
sure.
She kind of said, you know, like, everything's really changed in the past 10 years. And she said that making those gigantic movies, particularly a trilogy of them, she said the business, the stakes, everything that's been infused in the last in the last 10 years or so, the stakes are too high, where if you do a series, there's the spontaneity and they can tell that story. So their roadmap for films is the Taika Waititi one. That will come out before the Patty Jenkins one, which was the Rogue Squadron. She said, never say never to the Rian Johnson film. Like, that it was going to be a trilogy, but I... and also there is a separate Star Wars project from Kevin Feige, but that's just somewhere down the line.
Yeah, I can't remember who, but someone gave an update recently that they were writing it with him. So it's still very early days.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to throw a hell of a lot of money at him to make him take his eyes off Marvel for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, which he may do. It may just end up, I don't think it's going to end up being a series just because of the name, because of his name. I think that will be a movie.
I think these points all make complete sense, especially there was a Disney stock shareholder update the other day.
Yeah.
And Disney Plus is up like 7 million new subscribers, more than expected during the most recent period. And it's up 33% on this time last year. So where we've talked about how Netflix is kind of fucked up and tripped, and everyone's gone, oh no, is the wind out of, you know, is the wind out of the sails of streaming? Nah, it's Netflix is fucked up.
Yeah.
So Disney's on that big growth, and I that makes sense that, you know, a big driver for them is the Star Wars shows, the Marvel shows, you know, that real exclusive stuff. Plus the original movies that they do, they've got Sneakerella at the moment. I haven't watched it yet, but it looks like a bit of fun. I'm sure Shay will be up for watching that.
What I think is really strong about Disney Plus, unlike Netflix, is if you are wondering where Star Wars is going to be, that's a terrible example, was the only one in my head. You know it's going to be on Disney Plus, and you know everything new is Star Wars related is going to be on Disney Plus. So if you like Star Wars, you've got to get it. Where Netflix, I like one-off documentaries that are a bit weird and quirky. I like those series that they only give two seasons to and then they cut it whether there's a cliffhanger or not. Like, is that classic movie from the 80s still there, or is it gone somewhere else now because they've lost, you know, the licensing rights for this year for it?
Yeah.
So, like, Disney, you know what's going to be there. You know what to expect. But Netflix and the others, I guess, to a certain extent, you're just not quite sure what's there. There's a variety. Okay, cool. But of what? I got to do my research to find out what's on there. Can't be bothered.
Ugh. Well, look, we've talked about stuff that's going away. Here's some good news on some renewals for you. One that I know you will be very happy for is that upload has been renewed for season 3 over yes. Amazon Prime.
Nice.
Apparently ratings for season 2 were very strong and was clear that a lot of people have caught the first season after it premiered.
Yep, like me.
And we're excited for the second. So great one for that. Young Rock has been renewed for season 3 at NBC. No surprise there. It's the top comedy.
Yep.
I think top comedy 2 years running now.
3 seasons American, too. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one recent episode saw his debut appearance with the WWF. And so they've gone from having all the 80s wrestlers, the Sergeant Slaughter, the Andre the Giant, those guys. Now we've got Stone Cold Steve Austin, but it was when he was still Steve Austin and had long blonde hair before he was the shaved head guy. Yes. All this is, it's a good, fun show. It's cheesy as hell. And The Rock and Randall Park appear for maybe 2 minutes an episode, and that's all you need.
Mm.
Oh, it's good fun. They make it up in Queensland. So,
yeah, let's keep
good work,
going.
Everybody.
Let's keep going. Yep.
Good work, everybody. So, those are the ones that we know are renewed. One that there's no trailer for, but we knew it was renewed. Season 4, What We Do in the Shadows, will be back July 12th. Not long at all. Less than 2 months.
That is very exciting. I did see a headline saying, oh, we'll finally get to know what happened after the cliffhanger. We won't talk about the cliffhanger because I realize people still haven't caught this show, and it's surprising, but also what a treat. You've got 3 seasons of beautiful
so
television
good.
to get through. But, yeah, we'll get to find out what happened in the cliffhanger.
Matt Berry says that this season for his character is all about determining whether nature or nurture is stronger, shall we say. If you okay. remember the situation he found himself, he was
yep.
suddenly in charge of some responsibility.
Yep, yep.
He's going to try and see if he can liven things up, shall we say, not make things quite so dead boring.
Sort stuff out. Look, if there's anybody who will be able to out of that whole entire cast, it's going to be him.
Sit and behave.
Absolutely. Oh, that is exciting news. I didn't realize it was so soon, so that's good.
So soon.
That's not a watch. This is a watch. You're listening to We Are the Watchers.
So I know Yellowstone is a big thing.
It certainly is.
Paramount Plus, I think?
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a super popular show. So popular that they're doing... I believe they've already done a one-off sort of prequel to it.
1883 or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, who were they
known
husband
for
and wife?
Acting.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're country singers, not country and western, just country, I think.
Country
yeah.
singers,
yeah,
yes.
That's right. Anyway, it's so incredibly popular that now they've got another prequel. Helen Mirren, Harrison Ford are both signed up, and it's called 1932. I have no idea who they play. It is something to do with the Dutton origin story. If you know Yellowstone, I'm sure Dutton means something. I'm assuming it's the name of the main character or at least the family behind it. So that will be out at some point in time. They've only just announced that this is a thing.
From what I understand, this show is kind of like a not funny Western version of Succession.
Okay. Well,
there's a patriarch who runs a huge ranch. Maybe there's oil involved.
This is
Dallas? Know. Maybe it's his cattle. Yeah, it's that sort of thing, but high caliber.
Yeah,
version.
Right. Oh, well, no wonder.
And then
Harrison
over
Ford
on Amazon, I think it's on Amazon, you've got Outer Range, which is, from what I understand, Yellowstone. Josh Brolin, but there's a big hole in the backyard.
Is there oil in there?
No, time travel.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
this
a little
is
more
I mean.
Interested in that
I'm
one.
I'm more intrigued with that.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I've heard good things about that.
Yeah. That one sounds interesting. I've got one more casting story to keep our eyes on because we all like Isla
yes.
Fisher, particularly Australians, because she's an Aussie done good, mate. And Greg Kinnear, who... it was in everything for a while, like literally every film that had some sort of romantic comedy storyline, he was a character in it, whether he was the leading man or not.
He was stapled to Matt Affleck, Ben, Matt Damon. Yeah, wow.
That was good. That was very, very good.
Matt Affleck are already stapled.
Cannot be the first time that that has happened. He was also the host of The Soup for a while.
Yes. I recently saw him on The Stand.
Ah, right. Yeah, I have not jumped into that yet. I will. I'll get to it. It's a for later on series. But they're doing a new family comedy called The Present. I'm going to give you the synopsis. A brilliant boy discovers he can manipulate time using an enchanted family heirloom, then teaming up with his siblings to go back to the eve of their parents' separation in hopes of changing the outcome. So it's kids
Parent
who don't
Trap
want their...
mixed with Click.
Yeah, and a little bit of... I didn't play it, but apparently It Takes Two is all about divorce and whatnot, so...
Well, sounds like uplifting family fair.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope it's a Christmas special. It sounds like it is, but we'll soon find out.
We'll soon find out. Hey, I've got two things that I've just written down what it is, and then a question mark and an exclamation mark.
Oh.
So let's discuss. Apparently there's an animated Married with Children series coming.
Okay.
With all the people back.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Any reason
Ed O'Neill
to have
and Katie Siegel and
Christina
Noah
Applegate and Dave
Faustino.
Faustino. It's hard because there's now Dave Batista.
Yes.
Well, now I can't remember either of their names, but Faustino, what'd you say?
Bud,
that's better. Bud. Oh, and the Neighbours. The two Neighbours.
I can't
remember their names.
Yeah. I was too young for Married with Children. I missed most of that. But I know plenty of people that will be amped for that one. But I know one that people are going to be so amped, they're going to be turned to 11.
Uh-oh.
Apparently Spinal Tap 2 is happening. What the fuck? That's so good.
Okay.
It's impossible. There's no way they can match the original.
Especially this far after the original.
Yeah, I mean, what's it going to be? Are they going to be like, is it going to be Fleetwood Mac style, like a band that just hates each other these days going through emotion to money?
Yes, it has to be, right? It has to be.
Or is it going to be them trying to revitalize their career with a TikTok account?
Yeah, they've got
maybe
new manager.
Maybe Kanye gives them a guest spot on a song. And so now, remember when, I don't know if you remember, but that happened with Paul McCartney. He sampled Paul McCartney and people were like, oh, it's really good that Kanye's giving this up-and-coming Paul McCartney some exposure. It's great. Oh, he's really good at finding this unknown talent.
This is horrible, this story. It was real. That's the real, the real part.
Spinal Tap 2 is happening. I know nothing more than that.
Okay.
There's no details other than they've been seen in costume filming and it's not for like a Super Bowl.
Far out. Okay. They're really in deep. All right. Okay. Well, really.
Everyone's getting captured in costumes. David Tennant got photographed in the street in his Doctor Who, like 10th Doctor outfit.
Okay.
Filming for a special.
Oh, I thought you were going to say filming for, because they announced that, I've forgotten his name, I feel really bad, and Google's too far away right now.
Yeah, I can't
but
remember.
But from Sex Education, and I reckon he's going to be an amazing doctor. He's that's going to be good.
I think the last special for Jodie Whittaker.
Oh, okay.
While she's mid-transforming.
Yeah.
He'll be
there
for something.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, but cool.
That's awesome. Okay, so you've seen David Tennant, you've seen Spinal Tap. Who else have you seen?
Lego wise, there's a ton of cool stuff coming, but the one I have to mention, if you've not seen, there's an actual Lego Optimus Prime coming and it is mind blowing.
Have you pre-ordered?
I let them know in the shop that I want one, and they're putting it aside for me on day of release. It's bigger. If you know your Transformers, it's bigger than Masterpiece scale. It's a big, chunky boy. but it does transform. And you've only got to like lift one flap or change one piece, and that's it. It goes from robot into truck.
Oh, that's really cool.
It looks like black magic.
Are you going to get two of them so that you can have one that's like the robot and one that's the car or the truck, or are they really super expensive?
I just had to look around to make sure no one was near me to overhear this, but I'm considering buying three because that way I can have one in robot, yes, one in truck, yes, and then one halfway transformed. Oh, that's right. So it looks like Optimus is jumping up, because that's what they do in the cartoons. They jump in the air and transform and then roll out.
I really, really like that. That's
oh, it's so sexy and I want it really bad. There's also a Vincent Van Gogh, like Starry Night,
ooh,
as
nice,
a 3D painting. And it comes with a little Vincent Van Gogh and everything like that, but like you build the frame and
that's
through
cool,
the backdrop of all the surrealism painting, and then all the foreground stuff you build out from the painting. So you hang it on the wall and oh, wow, coming up with some great gear, Lego.
That sounds
bring
awesome.
It on.
You're going to, yeah, there's just a lot of space you're going to have to make if they're going to be really big. Would you put the Starry, Starry Night behind the Transformers as like, look at all the cool things, like when you're displaying them, look at all the cool things, or do you feel like they should be separate?
Well, the Starry Night I'm going to keep for, because I've already built the typewriter,
mm-hmm,
and I've got the globe. So if I was to put the Starry Night on the wall behind, I've got the good makings for making like an adult desk thing.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
An adult
desk thing. Hey.
Yes.
Do you have any more news or would you like some trailer
action? I want some trailers, please.
All right. So there's three. I'll confess I didn't watch one. Season 4 of Westworld is coming back on HBO Max on June 26th. I didn't watch the trailer because I still haven't watched season 3.
I've watched most of season 3 and then I didn't watch, I think, the last couple of episodes. So I'm going to have to watch those. I think that will fare me better than the recap, because sometimes watching a recap is not enough. Yeah.
Need a proper catch up.
Yeah.
Similarly, the next one, I'm going to be doing the same and watching the last two episodes of season 2 of The Boys.
Uh-huh.
Season 3 is kicking off June 3rd. That's so soon. And
that's
they
really
kept
soon.
It completely secret until 2 days ago that it's going to be that soon. And the new trailer dropped and it's awesome. Did you watch season 2? I can't remember.
I haven't watched it yet. I've only watched season 1.
Okay. Well, the theme of this trailer is if you thought things were going bad with the Homelander, who's the Superman character,
yeah,
if you thought he was losing his mind before, he's now losing his mind publicly. So
okay, great.
Fear is becoming a much bigger motivator for him. Mm. It used to be adulation. He got off on crowds loving him and cheering his name. And he suddenly discovered that fear gives him an even stronger manliness moment. There's also a shot of him milking a cow onto his own face and just really enjoying
That moment. Okay.
He loves milk. He's all about milk.
You know, calcium and whatnot.
Yes. Everything with Jensen Eccles, who's playing Soldier Boy. It looks like a lot of the piss take of The Boys thus far has been DC characters. We've got almost everyone in the Justice League. Soldier Boy is Captain America. And they'll be showing a team of his that maybe doesn't work out so well very quickly. And they are a piss take of the Avengers. So lots of cool stuff in this trailer.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay.
I've got 3 weeks to wait for that or something, not long at all.
3rd of June.
And then bloody She-Hulk, just before we record today, only went and dropped a new trailer for it, whereas the first trailer was like, here's Jennifer Walters, meet her, Tatiana, having fun.
Yeah.
This one is like, oh, no, She-Hulk's in this heaps. She's green for a lot of this.
Yeah, she's...
Unless all that footage is from the last episode, which it won't be.
It won't be.
She's green for a lot.
She's green and tall. And that they're two things that Tatiana is 100% not.
We get one very, very fleeting shot of Jamila Jamil.
I didn't even see her. Wait.
She's
when was that?
Like, in it, Oh, at the very end, there's a smash montage that lasts maybe 3 seconds. And I slowed it down to look frame by frame.
And she's
there. There's about 8 frames. And she punches a hole into the side of a courtroom and walks through in costume.
Okay, I'm going to have to watch this again. I totally missed that. 100%. Do not remember.
I didn't think this was possible, but the costume and her mannerisms looks like an extra version of Tahani.
I love it. Obviously, her time spent on that voguing competition show has really upped her game.
Socialite to the max.
That sounds amazing. So the 17th of August that comes out?
Yes. Not long at all either.
Probably only... We may only get one, maybe two episodes.
Might get two episodes. That one is going to be 9-episode series because it's more like a sitcom. It's more half-hour episodes, I believe.
Nice.
Much shorter fare. And then one that I'm not going to go into the details of the trailer because you can watch it on Friday, but Chip and Dale, the reboot, drops on Disney Plus this Friday.
Fun.
And the first reactions came out were like, this is a bit of a spiritual heir to Roger Rabbit. This is not made for children. You can watch it with children, but this is made for 30 to 45-year-old people. It's going to tickle every nostalgia bone in your body. So next week.
We'll expect an amazing review. Yeah.
Now, that's all the news and trailers we've got time for.
Mm.
But I thought I'd briefly, if we're going to have a fun fact, we were talking about so many trailers. Watch this for a segue. Talking about so many trailers today, but I thought I'd talk about the biggest trailer of all. Of course, that's the trailer that connects to Optimus Prime from Transformers. He pulls the big trailer that everyone uses as the workshop. There you go. So talking about Transformers 1986, the original movie. At this point, there had been 2 seasons of the original Transformers G1 television show. And the show was created because a Japanese company called Takara Tomy had made these toys, Transforming toys. And there was a toy company that wanted to bring them into the US. And the best way to sell toys in the US was to have a TV show that advertised them regularly. The G.I. Joes. All sorts
of, still kind of going is, on. Right?
It is. It has been going for decades. And so, pardon me. So the cartoon was built around showcasing the toys. There's plenty of episodes where a Transformer you've never met comes in for a very important mission and helps out and then has to return to their home planet at the end of the mission, that sort of stuff, so they can showcase things. Now, everyone was very excited for the Transformers movie coming out, except for the executives at the toy company who insisted that by the end of the film, all the original Transformers had to be killed so that they could sell new toys. And this is known still within Hollywood circles as one of the harshest learning lessons ever learnt in Hollywood of don't kill all the heroes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it devastated children. I mean, I personally still have an issue with a character called Hot Rod because he's the guy that got the leadership of Matrix, the Matrix of leadership from Optimus after Optimus
died.
After
he died, right.
And I still resent him. Fucking 30 years later or
he's
something.
He's not even real either.
He's not at all. But within, the season 3 of the show kicked off not long after, and within half the season, they'd realised their problem and found a way to bring Optimus back to life. So he returned as Optimus Prime. He has also sometimes been evil as Nemesis Prime, who's a fucking badass.
You sounded like in a good way, like you got a lot of time.
Well, sometimes he's a clone of Optimus. Sometimes it's like Optimus and his soul didn't come back right. And then sometimes in a different universe, he's just a completely different character. But imagine an all black Optimus with glowing red eyes.
Oh, he sounds like he is ready for a formal occasion.
He has no time for Megatron shit. He's a complete wild card.
Getting stuff
blow up
done.
Anyone. Yeah, just get it fucking done. Anyway, there's a bit of trailer, weird segue. But
I think that's good. And I think that tale tells you toy companies can get involved, but not in the storylines.
what everybody learned is that toy companies are fantastic at launching a new show and then they have to get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, right.
And yeah. It's still the case to this day of the new characters will often be created alongside the toy company to show off on the shows. But yeah, it was a whole thing. And that's why so many people thought it was ballsy when Avengers Infinity War did almost the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but we know now that there's multi-universes and you can never say never to cartoon to comic book characters.
Death is relative.
Yeah, indubitably. Oh, I got a quiz for you. It's based on this is later, but it's based on the fact that I've watched a lot of older things this week.
Huzzah.
Just want to watch a few old things. So, some have served me and some have not served me well, and I've got to I think I've figured out why they have not served me. So we'll do that. But I want to get into some watching stuff because I like I said, I've watched a lot.
Let's do it.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
First off, I remember you talking about it not that long ago either, a series. Just skip half the sentence. A series called The Pentaveret. This is the Mike Myers show on Netflix. I was very excited to see it because Jennifer Saunders is in it and a lot of other people who you know and you love and everything. And I've watched the first five episodes. I just let it go. Okay. I like the idea. I like the premise. I love the fact that Mike Myers is back, and I like, not that he ever went anywhere, but you know what I mean. And I like the fact that he's doing all these different characters, and one of them's an Aussie, you know, and he may not nail the accent all the time, but he's pretty damn good, I must say, you know, because we can spot them a mile away. As Aussies, we can hear two words where we're like, nah, that's not real.
No, that's not.
Anyway, I just feel like there's too much breaking the fourth wall. Once in a while is okay. Maybe once is okay. But breaking...
Now, the listener at home won't appreciate this, but I'm going to do this for you and you can tell me. Does he do this at the camera a lot?
He does acknowledge the audience a little bit, but there's also a few little things, particularly in the beginning of episodes, where the narrator goes through what the show's about. You know, like, this is the show where the secret society called the Pentaveret exists. Sometimes the narrator will say things like, don't skip. I'm going to say something different this time. I understand how this Netflix algorithm works. She's like, too much. It's funny, but just do one of those things. Have Mike Myers look knowingly at the camera or do that. It was just a bit too much. Sometimes the jokes were a bit lame as well. Just kind of like...
The review of the person I trust, the review said that, and this has been true of Mike Myers since about 1992, He clearly doesn't work well with editors, and he could do with an editing partner to say, one's not as strong.
Yeah. Yep.
Because he clearly has a lot of creative control over his work, and rightly so. He creates all this stuff. It's all from his brain.
Yeah.
So it can be, I imagine, very difficult to let go of the reins of some of that stuff, especially if you're playing eight different characters or something. It's all in your head.
Yeah.
And no one else has got the same vision for it as what you do. But yeah, I've heard a bit of he can be his own worst enemy sometimes.
It's a really good way of saying it. Yeah, it's a bit too there's a bit too much of the idea in there. I think I will finish the series just because I want to see where it goes. Like I said, I really like the premise and I like all the people in it, so I'm going to keep watching it. But maybe towards the end as the story has to progress and it's trying to tie in to either a cliffhanger or some sort of final storyline, maybe the chance for those one too many jokes, or that one's not as strong, won't be there as they're trying mm-hmm. to like finish the story. So I'm hopeful for that. I have been enjoying Jennifer Saunders, though. She's just having a lot of fun just doing something that someone else has told her to do. As yeah, someone sure. who, you know, she writes so much and she's always being creative not Jennifer Saunders, because she is Jennifer Saunders, Dawn French. I do notice when she's in something that she is not behind, it's almost like she puts more effort into the acting and the character. So that's cool. Look, if you love Mike Myers, if you love anybody in it, watch at least the first couple of episodes, because some people don't appear till the second episode. Okay. So jump in and see how you go. But maybe if you approach with that warning, you'll enjoy it a little bit more than I did in the beginning.
All right.
Ooh.
Slow start.
Yeah, slow start. Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you about something that just hit the ground running for me from page one. That's right, page, something I've read.
Yeah, right.
New series from DC Comics came out called Jurassic League.
Oh, this is right up your alley.
Isn't it? And it's basically just, what if the Justice League happened 100 million years ago?
Are they dinosaurs?
And so, oh, yeah, it's Batmanosaurus fighting a Joker version of, like, great. A Velociraptor that's painted up like a Joker.
Too good.
And this sort of shit. It was so dumb and yet so much fun.
Like laugh out loud kind of moments? Because sometimes you don't get those when you read.
It's just leaning into the inherently silly nature of the concept and stuff. And, you know, Aquaman's an ichthyosaur. And
this is so amazing. Dumb. This is amazing.
Just every now and then a comic idea comes along that makes you go, oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
It happened 20 years ago, whatever it was, when Marvel Zombies came out. Yep. Everyone's like, you can't do a Marvel Zombies. And now it's just a phrase and everyone understands that shorthand of like, oh, yeah, superpowered zombies.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Jurassic League, I feel, has the potential to do that for DC of like, this is a fucking out there concept. It's really good fun.
Do you think that there's legs for this actual like story to continue, or is it sort of a one series and it's done kind of thing?
Oh, well, it's from a creator known for jumping in, doing a short series of something and rebooting it and then jumping onto something else.
Okay.
So this is a crazy idea that he's had and they've gone, yep, let's do that. 5 issues, cool.
Yeah.
And if it has legs, I'm sure they'll spin it off. If not, I imagine at some point in the next 2 years, Teen Titan Go, the animated TV show, will find them back in time and they'll be hanging out with them there, or, you know, they'll add them to the wider library of use. But it's too weird for its own movie or something like that.
It sounds really weird, but it sounds like the kind of thing where you think, gosh, that's cool that massive companies like DC allow these wild ideas to happen.
They have an offshoot label called DC Black Label, and that's where they do a lot more mature adult fare, this sort of stuff. So that's where you get a lot of your Sandman and, you know, the creepy titles and stuff. But over the last 2 or 3 years, they've let creators go kind of wild with, if you have a cool story. So this particular writer did a Wonder Woman story that was set, I think, 200 years in the future, and she was the only hero left. And she'd gone mad with dementia and she was trying to piece together what had happened and this sort of stuff. And it was very bleak, but it was really, really well done. And I got another one with Batman in the future, and he's a craggly old man and he has the Joker's head the Joker died of radiation, so he has his irradiated head in a jar and uses it as a lantern. It's, again, really weird stuff.
That's fun.
Very, very strong, good fun. So, yes. If you want to read something that I imagine is going to be a pretty short one and done type thing, but it's pretty good fun, Jurassic League issue 1 is out now.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I finished Dying Light 2, the open world zombie parkour game. I didn't finish all of it because that would take, I think they estimated 500 hours, and I'm not going to do that. But I finished all the storyline side quest and the story quest, and I did a lot of, not a lot, but I did a handful of the parkour challenges, which are still the things left on my list of things to do.
Did you find mushrooms somewhere?
Oh, yeah, there are mushrooms everywhere.
Okay, I saw a video of
I couldn't find it.
On a crane, and then gave him like a permanent wingsuit or something.
I couldn't find it. Oh, maybe I will have to go back just to do that. Yeah, all right. That's another half hour. That's fine. But it always feels really good to finish those open world games, but at the same time, you feel a bit sad. If you finish an Uncharted or a story-based game, narrative game, you're like, oh, that's the end of it. That's great. But with open world games, you're like, oh, I finished the story, but I can still go back into the world and do all of these things. Do I have to do them all or am I finished? I was talking to Jasper, who's been on this podcast a few times, about open world games, and he's the same with me. I have to do everything I want to do in that world before I finish the very last main story quest because I ain't going back. It's very rare that I go back.
On the flip.
Yeah, right.
Because I very, very rarely finish an open world game. The Spider-Man ones I did because they're so committed, but I will smash through the story and I don't care about the side quests. And,
right.
If I feel like getting them after the story, great. But plenty of the times I'm like, oh, okay, I finished this game in like 15 hours. People said this takes 100. I must be a god at this game. And I collected 2 of 100.
Yeah. And I think that's the cool thing about open world games is that you can play as much or as little of them as you want. I've heard that you're in the game, you are that character, you're in that world. I've heard that with Horizon Forbidden West, which I've just started back into, by that I mean I did 10 minutes of it and then went to bed. But I've just started back into that last night, and I've heard that you can really overpower yourself for the main storyline if you do a lot of side quests and just stuff like that. So intentionally or unintentionally, you can be very overpowered going into the main story towards the end.
Get those buffs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, do all of the combat challenges. Yeah, so I just feel very accomplished when an open world game when I've given an open world game a proper farewell, a send off. Bye parkouring. Hello. Although I will try and find that mushroom. But Rosaria Dawson was in it, so that's cool.
Nice.
She's a main character, not the main character, but a main character. What else have you been watching?
Well, look, saying goodbye to things, Lego Masters Australia wrapped up this week. The finale was on Monday night. Another great season. If you've been watching, block your ears, and if you haven't seen the finale, but Joss and Henry won, who this marks the fourth season of Lego Masters Australia that I picked the winner in the first episode.
Yeah, right. That's so cool.
I don't know. There's people that come on that show that are already very skilled, and you can see their skill go up.
Yep.
Whereas sometimes you get people who are very proficient at one thing and they just want to keep honing that. So, that was great. Anyway, I watched every episode with Shay live and I miss it. So it's good that the American version will be starting at the end of the month.
Oh, not too far. But yeah, not long at all.
To tide me over till then, it's a bloody smorgasbord of dinosaur content at the moment.
Why?
So next week we've got Prehistoric Planet kicking off on Apple Plus, which is the David Attenborough written and narrated one, and it's the CGI is directed by Jon Favreau.
That's right. Yeah, that's gonna get some views.
So that's doing great. And that, pardon me, there is an episode every night for 5 nights in a row. So it's not a weekly thing, and old school event stopping. Whereas last week. And I can't even remember what network it is, maybe Discovery or something like that. Another show called Dinosaur Apocalypse kicked off, which is, again, David Attenborough. This is a series that has been in the pipeline for quite some time, and it is a focus on basically the week leading up to when it's believed the asteroid hit Earth.
Mm.
And these guys, they've been filming at this particular place in Hell's Creek mm-hmm. in the States and working on and off with them. I mean, they've been digging there for 25 years yeah. or something like that. But about 12 years ago, they found this space that's about the size of two football pitches that is a river, like was a riverbank that was highly populated at the time. And in the last 3 years, they've discovered these tiny, tiny, tiny microfilaments of when the asteroid hit the Earth, boom, it knocked so much debris up into the atmosphere at such a high speed that some stuff went outside the Earth orbit and was stuck there for a bit and then later came back in. And as it was coming back in, the sand turned to glass. So there's wow. in certain areas of the world, and they've only just realized this, but there is a tiny, tiny sedimentary layer of glass that should not exist. So these guys have found that, and a fish skeleton that has this stuff in its gills, so they can pinpoint of like, wow, this fish died from this stuff. It didn't die from the impact. It didn't die from, you know, the sky being covered. It died from these tiny glass fragments and stuff like that. And then they found the only pteranodon, like flying lizard egg in North America in the same spot. And it's soft shell, like a crocodile. Oh, and a yeah. turtle, and it makes more sense because they're reptiles, they're not dinosaurs. Yep. Dinosaurs had hard shell. Fucking awesome series, lots of cool stuff they've found, and I don't know how they kept a lid on a lot of this stuff.
For the show, you know,
not
yeah.
being published. Yeah, being yeah. published as scientific discoveries, they waited for the show. So it's amazing that Attenborough's got two shows about dinosaurs going at the moment, but one is your big budget, sexy, and now as they yeah. descend from the treetop. One like that, and then this other one is like, and look at these paleontologists dig for hours on end. And it's, you know what I mean? One is the hard science, which that's my bag. Mm. It's really good. Mm. It's really good. So that's Dinosaur Apocalypse. Next week is Prehistoric Planet.
It's a very wow. good title, though. Dinosaur
good time
Apocalypse.
To be a dino nerd. Get both of those out there that. Before Jurassic World Dominion drops June 10th.
That's very soon. Very, yeah. very soon.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched a plethora of things recently, and I'm just going to...
Because you were a bit sick, girl.
A bit under the weather.
Under the weather.
I'm very impressed with myself right now, but I think I'm going... Once we finish this recording, see how that goes. See how that goes. Just holding on.
Oh, I can see your energy levels waning. You're doing fantastic. Everyone appreciates.
Very proud of myself.
You've brought today.
It's very exhausting.
Tell us these few things that you watched in a under the weather fugue state.
Thank you so much. So I watched Clerks 1 and 2. I'd forgotten everything about Clerks 2. Except for the fact
the dancing on the rooftop.
I remembered the donkey.
Ah, sure. Everyone remembered the donkey.
I forgot Rosario Moobies. Dawson was in it. Yeah, movies. Yeah, all of that stuff. So that was really good. I remember watching Clerks. The first time I watched it, I didn't appreciate it as much because I was really into Dogma and Mallrats. No, I think it's Mallrats. I saw Mallrats first. Yeah.
I was the same. I watched Mallrats first. Yeah. And I think it's a thing with Kevin Smith. Whichever one you watch first is the one that goes, oh, my God, people can make movies like this.
This is the one. But you know what? I was looking for Mallrats afterwards and it's only available on iTunes if you want to stream it. So you got to, you know, it's not on any other streaming service, which I think is remarkable because not all the others, but a lot of them I could find, like Stan and whatnot. So that's interesting. I wonder why that's
what loophole. There's got to be some rights usage or something.
It has to be, right? But I'm pretty sure I got it on DVD anyway, but who could be bothered getting that out of the garage? I watched Teen Wolf 1 and 2, literally no reason for Teen Wolf 2 to be made apart from the fact that Jason Bateman's father was either producer or executive producer. It's the only reason why, because that storyline was almost identical to the original, but instead of just creating, like, letting the story develop, they just made a montage. It was so bad. And finally, I finished watching Wentworth, which is the... I think I finished a couple of years ago now. Like, I did not watch that last season for whatever.
Season 12 or something?
Yeah, eight? Yeah. So maybe 10? Let's just go in the
you
middle.
You were
let's
really into it for a
really
while
into
there.
It.
We were getting weekly updates from you.
Absolutely. And then I just, for no reason, just dipped out. I really liked the very, very end bit where the credits were in the final episode, because it was just a whole heap of bloopers from over those all those seasons, and you're like, oh,
Benny Hill music.
Yeah, Benny. No, it was actually the Prisoner theme song from like the 70s or 80s,
sure.
Whatever that was. That was really cool, and it took me a while to figure out, because I was like, oh, you know, like I know this song, whatever, not thinking about it. I was like, oh, no, wait. Well, it's very clever what they did. But the bloopers were interesting because you're like, I'd forgotten you were in it, you were in it, you were in it, you were in it.
Sure.
You know, like a lot of shows these days, like Walking Dead or whatnot, the casualty rate on characters is pretty high. People don't seem to last a season or two. So that was really good. And I feel like I've really ticked off a box of things that what need to be watched and what never need to be watched ever again. It's good.
Oh, good job.
Good.
Good job.
Have you got anything else you want? Well, yeah.
Nah, that's enough.
Yeah, I think that is a lot. It's time for our quiz.
I've barely watched anything this week.
Doesn't matter. You've been reading.
Dealing with sick people.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Sick people.
You can do it next week. You can do it next week.
That's it.
This week's quiz. Classic films that got less classic sequels. So I'm talking about Teen Wolf 2, basically.
Sure.
So
sure.
What you have to do is tell me how many sequels these films got.
Oh, all right, all right, all right.
We'll start off with Karate Kid.
Okay. Now, I know there's three. At least three, because the third one, I believe, is Hilary Swank.
That's the Hilary Swank one, I think, yeah. And that concludes the ones that I've watched.
But then there was a remake with Jaden Smith.
Yes.
You're trying to fucking stump me,
exactly,
aren't you?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Does that count?
Counts, absolutely.
Okay, so I'll say the four,
four
plus the four seasons of the show, fifth in production now.
Yeah, okay, you can say that. That gives
Cobra
you extra
Kai.
Points. Cobra Kai, yeah. People love that show.
Oh, bonus points.
Yeah. Well done.
We've only done bloody 230 episodes and I've finally earned a fucking bonus point.
That's brilliant.
You beauty.
Yo. No, what? You.
Have you been watching?
I've not been watching Karate Kid, but I should, right? No, I can't be bothered. No, I've got other stuff I need to do. Psycho.
All right. So there's the original and
yep.
Psycho 2.
Yeah.
Then there was the Gus Van Sant remake in 1997 starring Vince Vaughn, shot-for-shot remake.
Is that three?
Very unnecessary. So I'll say three. Psycho 2 is ridiculously better than Psycho 1.
I watched Psycho 2.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I think...
Yeah. Psycho 2 makes Norman the hero again. Makes
yeah.
you realize what he'd been through that led him to that space.
Perspective.
And
that's what it's all
back
about.
Into the traps.
It's all about perspective. Yeah. There was also a fourth Psycho called Psycho 4, or it's in Roman numerals, but Psycho 4, The Beginning.
Oh. All right. So is that five Psychos?
That's four Psychos.
Four originals
Psycho,
and the remake.
Psycho 2, Psycho 3. Psycho 4, The Beginning.
Okay. Ooh, The Beginning, the new batch.
So I'm not sure now if Psycho 4, The Beginning is the one with Vince Vaughn or Psycho 3.
I don't think
3.
It is. No, because
that's
called
Psycho.
Psycho
3. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Speed.
It's two. Speed and Speed 2 cruise control.
That's right, just the two of them. I watched Speed 2 recently, and I remember
talking about it with Jason Patrick.
Yeah, exactly. And it was so obvious that somewhere into the production, they'd already written the script, Keanu said no, because there was a lot of, why is he not here? What's it? Yeah. The mask. How many of the masks are there?
Well, I know there's OG with Jim Carrey.
Yep.
Then there's the son of Mask, which has got Jamie Kennedy.
Jamie Kennedy, yeah.
And the dog. I feel like there was a third one.
I thought there was two, but I couldn't find it. It said there was only two.
But I thought
there was one like with a baby and the
dog. I remember the baby too. That's two.
Or is it just the same one
Jamie
movie?
Kennedy, it's his kid and the dog that get it.
Yeah, right.
And the first one has a dog wearing it a bit too.
Mm.
Yeah, all right. Good one. That one stumped me.
That's a hard one, wasn't it? That was a hard one. Mm. Police Academy. So including the original.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Eight.
Hmm. Eight. That was very... very confident. That's very good.
I live with someone who has made me sit down and watch all eight in a row. And
no.
I have had enough.
No.
By about halfway through the first one.
So you'd never seen the first one before?
I'd never seen Bobcat Goldthwait doing
right.
the voice.
Yep,
and that's
okay.
The third film he comes in.
Okay, because.
The first two is just.
Yep, just make all the sound effects. Johnson or something, I think he's named. I feel like if you hadn't seen the first few growing up, watching them recently is such a bad idea because it's so politically incorrect now. But then to make you watch more than those first couple all the way through, that's a lot. That's a lot.
I had to watch the one where they went to Russia.
I don't even know that one.
The one where they're like, get demoted and they're running a summer camp or something. I can't even remember. We were on holiday. We went to Gold Coast and it was when Shay was just born and we were staying in one bedroom and she would nap in there. And so at 8 o'clock at night, we're both stuck in a hotel room. And Wynn, not even Channel 9, but Wynn was showing two Police Academy films a night
Double
for a week.
Feature.
And Lindsay's like, you fucking beauty. Here we go. Let's do this.
okay,
so if you've never seen them, you'll love them. And
nostalgia glasses are very, very.
I was about 30. I was about 30 when I was watching it for the first time, and it just did not click.
Yeah, no, totally fair enough. Even the first one I watched recently, and if I hadn't seen it before, I'd be like, oh, gosh, this is rough. There's so many rough bits in it. Final one. I know what you did last summer.
All right. So there's the original.
Yeah.
There isn't. I still know what you did last summer.
Yeah. Which I think was only like a year or two later. They really jumped on quickly.
Well. Kevin Williamson, who wrote both that and Scream, he had written that before Scream and it wouldn't get picked up. And then Scream was a big hit and it was being produced and they asked him to work on that and Scream 2 simultaneously.
That's a lot of work.
He was a busy boy. I've read a lot about him. He was developing Dawson's Creek on the side. What a fun life.
What's he doing now? Is he still doing stuff?
I'm not sure, but I've been distracted now from so there's the two films.
Oh, yes, two films.
I believe there was a remake film recently, or is it the TV series? There's a TV series on at the moment.
Oh, I'm not referring to the TV. Yeah, no, there's I Know What You Did Last Summer. I still know what you did last summer. And then in 2006, they made one called I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer. I had never heard of that before, but apparently they got a lot of the original cast to do it again, so that must have been a secret. You know what I remember about that show? That movie, sorry, the original? I don't remember anything about the premise. I remember it was raining. but I remember who the person was that told them that they knew what they did last summer. It's the only bit I remember. Don't remember the storyline, nothing, just the reveal.
Standing in the rain, in raincoat, holding the fish hook. I remember strongest about that film is that it's one of Jack Black's earliest roles.
Oh, really?
And he's got wild, crazy man hair wearing a loud Hawaiian shirt. Guys, this is the crazy party guy from the island.
Oh, yeah.
He might have been bang on same period as High Fidelity.
Okay. So around 97?
Yeah, 96, 97.
And then, so before that, maybe like 94, there was Airborne, which was the rollerblading movie. And he was in that with Seth Green and other people who you've never seen or heard of before, but or since. But they all play high school students. But are they high school students in I Know What You Did Last Summer? Or are they uni students? What was
I think they're uni. I think they're college because drinking.
Ah, yes, of course. Yeah, right. I don't think I need to watch those movies again, particularly the one called I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer. That one probably doesn't need to be watched by anyone ever.
It's probably killed someone.
It's that dangerous. It makes you think someone's going to go, I'll always love, you know, like the Dolly Parton, Whitney Houston song, but then they start talking about murdering people. I think that was great. We did very well. Thumbs
you
up
did
to
very
all
well.
Of us. Well, you brought a lot of content and I thoroughly appreciate that.
I have a lot of energy. I've been cooped up.
Oh, good, 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 good. Well, on that note, thank you very much.
Roll out. Tell all online.